In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Archie Chavez and for the intentions of Lucas A. Sena on his birthday. Please do keep in prayer our young man, Solomon Rafael, who just was baptized right before adoration today. Young man who we're hoping becomes a new local saint here. He is such an impressive young man, desiring baptism of his own right as a young man. So praise God for his baptism today. Now, you all know the story of Joseph. You know the story of Joseph from the Old Testament, this forerunner of Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph here, who we have, is one of the sons of Jacob, one of the sons of the patriarch Jacob. And his whole story is one of being the favorite son because he happened to be the son of the beloved Rachel, where all these other sons happen to be sons of the less favored Leah. And that's what happens when you go outside of God's way and acquire more wives than God intended. There's always strife among relationship when you go out of God's plan for human sexuality, for the human family. His brothers hear his dreams, which he, as a little boy, tells them things that they should not be told, and so they wish to kill him. They go and cast him out, sell him into slavery here. But further on in the story, beyond what our readings have for us, they're seeking to profit something by their brother. And so they get a little bit of coin to sweeten it as they sell him off into Egypt. Joseph goes out into Egypt. He is sold into slavery, rises up in a house of a man named Potiphar, who puts him in charge of everything, seeing how great a steward he can be. Well, Potiphar's wife has intentions upon the young man and seeking to have her way carnally with him. He escapes to preserve his own chastity by running away naked. And that's her cause, being spurned in that way to get him cast into prison for she accusing him of wanting to have carnal intentions upon her. Left in the prison there, he's given the gift of dreams, and there is able to tell two others what their futures will be, one who will soon rise to be restored to his former position, and the other one who will soon meet the axe and end his life. After that, he is beckoned from there. When the king has need for an interpretation of dreams, he gives the interpretation, and that provides enough for all of Egypt to preserve food in the time of plenty, so that when the time of famine comes, he will have his preparation already be made for them, and not just for them, but for the whole of the people. And so what do we see here? That even beyond this, those brothers who seek to profit from their brother actually do profit from him, because they're in a land that needs, that is caught in the midst of a famine, and they have to go to their brother to receive food and allowance at that time. And through the troubles that go on with the reunion, finally they receive their brother back. But even more so, that not only do they have their brother back, but they receive nourishment for their families. And in fact, the whole of the people of Israel are then set up real good in the Valley of Goshen. They're awaiting this beautiful land there in Egypt because Joseph has already achieved such a great place. They wish to profit from their brother. The story of Joseph is a story that should follow something of our own lives. The difficulties that you and I go through, we can't see what they are, that the wickedness on both sides, on all sides. Joseph didn't do well in bragging about his thing. Joseph's father didn't do well in favoring one son over the others. The brothers didn't do well in actually trying to kill their brother and then finally selling him off into slavery. Time and time again, human weakness and human evil marks the life of Joseph, but yet it all turns out not just for good, but for something which is very good. Not just for the reunification of one particular family, but for the salvation of many nations. Because Joseph continues to follow God's plan in his life, not knowing where it leads, but trusting that God will somehow do good for him, even despite his own failures and those who are around him. It's the same not just for Joseph's life, but for your life and mine. We all suffer from the sins of our own lives, but we also suffer from the sins of those who are around us. And back and forth, as we see so much of human evil waging forth on every side, yet God's will cannot be destroyed. God can still bring salvation, and it is recognized among those who keep their hearts pure by those who continue to seek his face. And so in whatever evils you see being waged in your life because of your own sins, accept them as punishment for your sins and turn back to the Lord. When you see yourself suffering from the sins of others, turn to the Lord and say, God, do to me, work out this for good. And back and forth, as we see all these terrible things happening within our world, within our families, within our lives, we can trust that God can bring about good from evil, for that is the whole of the story of Holy Joseph. He says it at the final point of his reunion with his brothers. We're breaking down, revealing who he was, and everybody weeping, realizing how evil they have all done in the sight of God. Joseph declares before all, he says, what men, speaking of his brothers, What men meant for evil, God intended for good. What men intended for evil, God intended for good. Ask our Lord for the longer sight of things and what is going on within your lives, so that what men may have intended for evil, maybe what you as a man have intended for evil within your own life, God knows exactly how to turn around for good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.